All right, let's get to this baseball story. If I had known that you guys were going to be so great on the phones, I wouldn't have promised this baseball story. But I got to do it quickly. Pandora's box opened, but I'm doing it at 5:50, like telling a story with two outs. My dad said to me, I was watching the Yankee game last night, or watching the Mets, I don't know. He's not a Yankee fan. He said to me, I don't know who anybody is. Okay, he's like, I don't know who three quarters of these guys are. He said, why is that? I said, it's a great question. You came to the right man. And here it is. Because they got rid of amphetamines. Think about it. 162 games squished into 6 months of baseball. Guys are faster, stronger, quicker, bigger. They do everything better. Does that mean an average guy is better than Mickey Mantle? No, 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 no. They're all-time greats. But on average, guys are all those things. Faster, stronger, quicker, better. But they cannot take amphetamines. It is insane to suggest that a guy could play until midnight and then start a 1 o'clock game the next day and be fresh. Okay? So baseball has made a mistake by getting rid of amphetamines. Are amphetamines and steroids the same thing? Not even close. Not on the same planet. Steroids are horrible for the game, especially a game that's so decorated by numbers. Amphetamines, it's like a lot of Red Bull. That's all it really is. So what happens now is that the game, which used to be dominated by guys between 30 and 35, is now dominated by guys between 20 and 25. Why? Because they have all the energy that guys who used to take greenies and amphetamines had that they can't take anymore. So someone like David Wright, perfect example. Awesome 10 years ago. The guy's like 150 now. He's supposed to be in his prime, and he's not. Why? Because he's breaking down, and he can't play every day, and he's just not what he was. Yet, a guy like Jose Altuve, who's 20-something, okay? Perfect example. Jose Altuve will be good for 5 years, and when Jose Altuve becomes 28 or 29 or 30, he'll stink. But if they just put amphetamines back in, then we can have guys be good for 12 years, 15 years. And here's the point. There's a ton of guys on baseball teams. You don't know their names. Why? Because they're 22 years old. And they can get up after a long night and play well. So baseball has made a mistake by getting rid of amphetamines. Amphetamines are good for baseball. Why don't you do this? Work at your job till midnight. Go sleep in a hotel room in a city you don't live in. Get up the next day. Go to work in freezing cold weather in the beginning of the, or end of the season. And see how effective you are without coffee, without breakfast, without anything. Put amphetamines, greenies, back in baseball. Not steroids, amphetamines. Why? So that I don't have to have some guy's name that I can't pronounce be the star of my team. Question answered. It's been fun the last two nights with Ike and Tom and myself and all you callers. And Tom Brady, thank you very much for being the man that you are. Jay Berman, out.
Bye.